And joining us now, it is Washoe County Sheriff Chuck Allen. You've heard of Cops and Burglars. This is Cops and Burgers.
Cops and Burgers. How many years now?
This is
welcome.
Well, thank you, Monica. Good morning, Ross.
See you.
10th annual.
10th annual.
Yeah, I started in 2008 at Save Mart up in North McCarran, Mayan, and it's evolved into a car show, and it's getting bigger and bigger every year.
So this is your last term in law enforcement, though. Is it going to carry on?
I've had that discussion yesterday. So more to follow because I want to see if, more to follow on that.
Okay.
You know, this is just his last term as sheriff. That doesn't necessarily mean, anything could happen.
Right? Are you kidding? His wife has vacations planned like you wouldn't believe.
For example, they're looking for a new FBI director, right?
Oh, that's true. Throw your name in the hat for that. So what can people expect from Cops and Burgers this year?
Well, a fantastic car show, fantastic burgers, a great opportunity to come out and meet several law enforcement officers from a host of different agencies. We're hoping to have the Truckee CHP officers come over again and join us this year.
Like
so all of our Northern Nevada reps should be there, but they'll have SWAT trucks, motorcycles. The horses are a big hit.
Oh, yeah.
And
yes,
so,
they are.
And the dogs and just seeing all the classic cars and all the police vehicles and some vintage police vehicles, too.
Yes, the police vehicles, but the classic cars do not all have to be classic. Actually, the car show is open to all makes, all models, any year.
So, Monica, if you're proud of that 2015 Honda Civic... Right. Bring it down.
But have it detailed first.
Yes, I will have my 2016. We'll be there. So.
Okay. So that's what's fun about this show. Whatever you're proud of, bring it. It's all about raising money and awareness for the athletes who participate and train in Special Olympics Nevada programs.
And being a part of the community, yeah.
What's the connection between law enforcement and Special Olympics?
It goes back many decades.
How did that get started?
It got started probably back in 1982. When a chief of police in Kansas and his officers wanted to raise some money in their small community. Their officers approached the chief and said, "Hey, chief, we just want to run this torch like they do to the Olympics across our city." And they did, and they raised $600. And that event has evolved to a worldwide movement. And last year, worldwide, Special Olympics International, including Nevada's efforts, was just almost $55 million. So it's huge. It's probably the largest grassroots movement for fundraising in the entire...
And it makes a difference in those kids' lives. And we'll have some of the athletes out
absolutely.
There as well.
And what's fun about this car show is we give out several awards, one of them being the Athlete's Choice Award.
Nice.
So it's kind of comical to watch, half a dozen, 24 athletes, if you will, try to pick one car. that is a challenge.
You can't even get adults to do that.
You got to give them an extra hour just to narrow down their wish list. So
you're going to be with an apron and a spatula?
I'll jump in there. It's not my primary duty, but I call myself a floater. I try to get around and see everybody
and make sure
everybody's doing well. But it's a lot of fun.
All right. We'll get there early because there's going to be a raffle going on. There's going to be DJ, so we're going to have lots of great music. Like Chuck said, Sheriff Allen. There's going to be car awards, all the exhibits, and it starts at 11 a.m. at Baldini's on South Rock. And that's another nice thing is you move the location around.
Yeah, it was at Baldini's last year. They and we just thought it was a great venue. They were excited. They've really done a lot for us. The only hiccup this year is the construction at Rock and Glendale. So just be patient and just bear with the traffic tomorrow. But the venue should be a lot of fun. I understand if you get there early and register, Baldini's is giving out 2-for-1 breakfast wristbands or coupons. So you can get your car parked, get a good spot, go inside, have a nice breakfast. Get hungry again and come out and have a hamburger.
That's
and
perfect.
Considering who's running this, make sure your registration is current before you
that
bring your car on down.
Probably a good idea. Clear cut. Nice. Sheriff Chuck Allen, thank you so much for
thank
joining
you
us.
I appreciate it.
Putting
look forward
on
to seeing
such
you on
a great
Saturday.
Event.
See you.
Yeah.